Let's just speak firstly about this project that you're doing, this beach cleaning. What inspired you to actually go ahead and do it, effectively?
Well, I, for a long time, have been, I suppose, a bit of a champion of the marine environment and our marine wildlife, which people do tend to overlook. I'm a diver, which probably helps, so I've spent a lot of time under the sea and a lot of time on beaches. And I think, well, I don't need to tell you good folk of Scotland, you've got some beautiful beaches.
We have.
In your country, and, you know, the British Isles is an island nation that seems oddly disconnected really from the sea, and to not care about it quite as much as some of their areas, you know, sort of nature reserves on land. And something that I have seen all too frequently in my time working with wildlife and in conservation and as a diver is the real damage that marine litter can do to our wildlife and to this beautiful marine environment that we have. So the reason that I wanted to be involved in this project was just to do two things really, to encourage people to do a very, very simple thing, pick up marine litter, and actually it makes a huge tangible difference.
It does.
But also what I would love to see in the future is no need to have beach cleans, and that people have then become more and more aware of the damage that this litter does. Not only is it unsightly for people visiting beaches, but it is dangerous, you know, for people, for children, for their animals and for wildlife. And it would be great to think that it becomes second nature, that people simply think about the litter that they take to the beach and they take it away with them.
Exactly. Bag it and bin it is the phrase, maybe.
That would be good.
It would be. So has this that you were saying about you being a diver and this inspiration to do it, obviously the tour kicks off today at Dunbar Beach in East Lothian.
Yeah.
Where's it then going on from?
St Andrews next.
Oh.
Yep.
You'll love St Andrews. St Andrews is
well,
nice.
Well, sadly I'm not doing all of them. There are 14 beach cleans that are going to happen around the country. It is a really good collaboration. It's a great thing, I think, that, you know, Surface Against Sewage and Barefoot Wine have collaborated on this. This is the 7th year they've done it. This is this is the 60th beach clean that they've done at Dunbar today, and the first of the season. There are 14 more that are going to be happening around the country. I hope to be going to at least 6 of them, but as I say, it's St Andrews tomorrow, and then there are many, you know, down in the south in Wales, east and west coast. So they're trying to really cover as much of the UK coastline as possible.
They can. Now, I noticed as well that you do the Spring Watch program.
Not anymore, but
when you used to do that, how does that kind of cover the area of beach cleaning effect? Is there any kind of comparison between the two, or is
I think programs like Spring Watch have an enormously important role to play, because what they do is give people access to the natural world. One of the things that makes me very sad about modern day education is that children are very rarely given the chance to go out into the countryside, go to the beach, experience it, and see wildlife for themselves. And it's only that personal experience which will allow people to become the conservationists of the future, to care enough to want to do their bit to protect wildlife and to protect the environment in the future. Now today I was greeted by the most wonderful sight, because we've got a lot of local school children down on Dunbar Beach. They clearly have a very forward-thinking teacher who thinks that it's great for them to be part of something like this. But programs like Spring Watch bring the natural world into people's living rooms, allow people to feel that the natural world can belong to them, irrespective of where they live, what age they are, who they are. And something that we did highlight a lot on Spring Watch was the marine environment, how incredible our marine wildlife is. You know, I don't think there is a person alive who doesn't love a dolphin, and we have them, as you know, around our coasts. And and something that again we did highlight was the dangers of marine litter, and how they have a direct impact. I actually filmed, while I was working for Spring Watch, we filmed an autopsy on a leatherback turtle that had been killed by ingesting plastic bags.
And that sounds absolutely horrible.
It is, and it's something that's so easily avoidable. You know, don't chuck your litter into the sea. The other problem is that, you know, the marine litter that we're collecting collecting today, some of that will have been dropped on the beach by people. Mm-hmm. Some of it will have been flushed down the loo and ended up on the beach. So we're finding terrifying numbers of earbuds, you know, the sort of cotton bud, yeah. The little plastic shafts of that. Mm-hmm. Don't biodegrade, no. They break down, they kill marine wildlife. They kill birds and they kill marine wildlife. Just don't flush them down the loo. How simple. You know, it's not
simple.
A very difficult thing to ask people to do. But another big problem is that a lot of the rubbish that ends up on the beaches has been dumped at sea. Now, obviously, sometimes that is, you know, commercial dumping that's going on. But people who might go out on boats or yachts over the summer, don't just think that the sea is a big bucket of empty water or, you know, big empty sort of, you know, it's just a big bucket of water that you can chuck rubbish into and it's not going to have any effect. It is. You know, that rubbish will either damage animals out there in the sea or it will end up on our beaches. So I hope today we'll start a really good positive campaign that not only makes a huge difference by collecting a lot of litter. You know, this campaign over the years it's been running has collected 12 tons of marine litter. But what I really hope, as I say, is that, you know, we'll start to make people realise and think that marine littering is not an acceptable thing to do.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. Well, best of luck with the beach litter with Beach Foot Went. I'm looking forward to seeing the results of that.
Yeah.
I know that interesting things have been found. One of them I saw was a bollard, somebody walking along the beach with a bollard.
One of the school kids have picked up an enormous bollard, and he's very competitive. There is a prize for the most extraordinary thing.
Right, okay.
I did find a lamb castration and tailing ring, which I was quite proud of, but everyone was very unimpressed with it because it was so small. But yes, we you know, people are bringing in their stuff now, and we're finding a lot of the usual things, a lot of plastic bottles and plastic bottle lids and just sort of bits of broken plastic. And it's plastic that the things that does the damage. So everyone who's turned up today has done a really magnificent job and really played a vital role in protecting Dunbar's wildlife.
Well, it sounds wonderful. I'm going to leave it there. Can I just get a wee soundbite from you?
Would you
that
can.
Be at all? Just to say thank you very much, Kate. It's been wonderful. Thank you.